Good morning, humanity! Or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting with love from the epicenter of human unity from Auroville in southern India. My name is Fif, and I'm your hostess with the mostest and the co-founder of Medi Clown Academy. And we are creating a healthy, happy India for all, sharing laughter, love, joy, and play with people everywhere throughout the world. After all, India knows love. This week we are celebrating and honoring the gurus, our teachers in our life. We started on Monday, July the 6th, by celebrating His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 85th birthday with 85 seconds of solid laughter, just showering him with blessings and blessings of laughter. And this morning, I woke up bright and early, 5 o'clock to be exact, and as I rode my cycle through the forest of Auroville, I felt a deep, deep appreciation and gratitude and love for how nature nourishes me, teaching me that I am everything I see, smell, hear, feel, and taste. And I remembered a Native American proverb. We don't inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. So many of our great poets were inspired by nature. As I rode, I felt that I am the breeze whispering through the trees. I am the trees. I am the leaves. I am the flowers. Our great poet Tagore said, "Let your life lightly dance on the edges of time, like a dew on the tip of a leaf." How beautiful, no? Beautiful. And the American poet and philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The earth laughs in flowers." The earth laughs in flowers. And just as I was ruminating and contemplating all of that, a squirrel scampered across the trail and into the field and up a tree. And I was reminded of a letter that a squirrel had sent to the Buddha. Now I want you to imagine a squirrel looking up at the Buddha with great intent into his eyes and saying, "Dear Buddha, I would like to have your peace, your wisdom, your serenity, and your divine nature. But most of all, dear Buddha, I would love to have your acorn hat." Love from the squirrel. I love that because while we can laugh at the squirrel, we can see ourselves in the squirrel, and I can see myself in nature. So as I continued to ride, the sun greeted the day. And just like I normally greet the day with a sunny disposition, I felt fantastic. Now, sometimes the light in me is shining brightly. Sometimes a cloud crosses in front and there's a bit of darkness. But today, both the sun outside and the sun in my heart are shining bright. We are one. And as I laughed gently, I looked and there was in front of me the cows and the goats. And I just had to laugh again, thinking, I am being taught patience, because they took quite a bit of time to cross. And that was okay, because I felt I am so blessed to be one with the universe, one with the spirit, and one with creation. Years ago, back when he was called Rajneesh, I spent a short time in his ashram, Osho's ashram, in Pune, and we would start our day with laughter. And he says, in a few Zen monasteries, every monk has to start his morning with laughter and has to end his night with laughter. The first thing and the last thing. You, try it, for no reason. Because there is no reason. Simply you are again there, still alive. It is a miracle. So as we contemplate this miracle of life and what we can learn, let's take a full minute to laugh and to give thanks for this beautiful, beautiful miracle of nature and of our teachers. And our teachers, from the butterfly who teaches us about the transformation from being a caterpillar to being a butterfly flying free, to the trees that show us flexibility and deep-rootedness during a storm, and to our pets who look at us and show us unconditional love. Let's just take a minute and let's just laugh. And today, I'm not in the studio. I'm at home, and I am sharing laughter from home. And remember, if you are in lockdown, and you can't go outside into nature, and you're by yourself, laughter is an instant vacation. And Milton Berle said that. We can laugh anytime, anywhere, whether it's silently or out loud. So enjoy your day and feel the nature inside you. Remember, you are amazing, you are beautiful, and you are love. So broadcasting here from Oroville, I'm Fifth Fernandez with Oroville Radio.